Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you doing, Hafiz Ab?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, I think we can go ahead and begin, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everybody. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the opportunity once again to be here tonight for another opportunity to reflect over the beautiful verses of the Qur'an. And today we will be doing the 13th juz of the Qur'an, which is a very fascinating chapter because first and foremost, it concludes the most beautiful story, and that is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then we move on to other surahs and chapters of the Qur'an, which have multiple enlightening lessons for all of us. Before we start, just another reminder for everyone, inshallah, that our partners at Helping Hands for Relief and Development, alhamdulillah, they're doing some very great work, a lot of relief work. Please make it a point to check out their fascinating work, contribute, donate generously, and inshallah, during this month of Ramadan, where many of us may be comfortable in our homes, others are suffering, we can try our best to contribute in whatever way possible. Today, inshallah, we are starting with the 13th juz, as mentioned earlier. The first page of what we will be reciting tonight is somewhat of a continuation from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, where he is exonerated. Now, the officials, they realize that he is no ordinary person. He's a great asset. And after the trials that he's gone through, and they realize how guilty they were, and they realize his potential, they now offer him a position, not any normal rank, but a really high position. And more beautiful than that is two things. One, this whole juz, this entire section begins with Yusuf alayhi salam publicly announcing a trait that all of us should be aware of. And that is, regardless of who we are, we should never for a moment lose track, lose sight of the reality that my nafs is extremely tricky. And any moment, any chance it gets, it will grip me. And this is Yusuf alayhi salam, one of the prophets, one of the most select anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling this. If somebody like him is saying this, then to a greater extent, you and I, we need to be very aware. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي Yusuf alayhi salam says, in no way do I ever give my nafs, my carnal desires, the green light to go. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ The nafs, the carnal desires, indeed calls towards that which is wrong. But more fascinating here is Yusuf alayhi salam saw a moment to step up and do something right. When there was a need for someone to manage the finances, the fiscal matters of the entire kingdom, of the entire domain, he stood up and he says, Inni hafidhun amin, inni hafidhun alim, that I am someone who is very protective. I am someone who is knowledgeable. I can take care of this duty that is required. And the lesson there for us is, if there is an opportunity and we realize that I need to step up and do something to make a positive change, let's not shy away. Inshallah, with that, we can begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم وقال الملك ائتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين ولأجر الآخرة خير للذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين فإن لم تأتوني به فلا كيل لكم عندي ولا تقربون قالوا سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون وقال لفتيانه اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظون.
We're reaching the point in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam where a drought has engulfed the world, and now Ya'qub alayhi salam and his children, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, are not spared from this either. So they go to Egypt to get supplies, to get food, to get grains. And we learn that Yusuf alayhi salam says, listen, bring your brother alongside. And obviously Ya'qub alayhi salam is extremely hesitant, but nonetheless, the desperation forces him to go ahead and trust him once again. What's beautiful to note over here is the concern of the father, Ya'qub, where he says to his children, listen, don't all enter together. Perhaps people's gaze will fall on you. Enter through different doors. And what's so fascinating is this is a concern that he had for a number of reasons. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this was the concern that Ya'qub had. But Allah knows that ultimately what he has planned, that will happen. What Allah has planned, that is what's going to happen. And Allah says over there that he said, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتِ. It is ultimately the law, the rule, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will reign. And it is upon him that I trust. And after that is the famous story of the famous incident in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, where the goblet goes missing, but rather it was placed into their luggage as a means of holding them back. And then we're going to hear the rest of the story. But subhanAllah, it's fascinating how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that you can do all that you want, all the preventative measures, but ultimately what Allah has in plan, that's what's going to happen.
تفضل. قال هل آمنكم عليه إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه من قبل فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين ولما فتحوا متاعهم وجدوا بضاعتهم ردت إليهم قالوا يا أبانا ما نبغي هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير ذلك كيل يسير قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم فلما آتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب قضاها وإنه لذو علم لما علمناه ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون ولما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون.
Subhanallah, it's so beautiful. The younger brother is reunited with Yusuf alayhi salam, and now he tells him, look, don't fret, don't worry, I'm here with you, you know who I am, I'm your brother. And then he devises this plan that we spoke about earlier, that he's going to place a goblet in his luggage, and through that he's going to be remaining back, as was the law at that time. If somebody would steal something, they would be held back physically. So they do this, and subhanallah, they're on their way out, they're about to go, and then Yusuf alayhi salam places the goblet there, they're called back, and then the announcement is made, innakum lasariqoon, you guys are thieves. And they're like, we have no idea what you're talking about, and then they find that goblet. And subhanallah, at that point, they're saying, listen, if he's a thief, his brother was a thief in the past. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he's standing there thinking like, if these guys just knew who I was, right? They don't know that it's Yusuf. But nonetheless, this whole thing is playing out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says something very beautiful. He says, نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَّن نَشَاءُ وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. That Allah raises the ranks of whomsoever He wills. Whomsoever He wills. And ultimately, above everyone who has knowledge, there is some being more knowledgeable than them. There's a lot to talk about here and unpack. And how the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the most beautiful story, is unfolding itself, we begin to realize that everybody has a different role to play in this bigger scheme, in this larger plan. But despite every individual part, it's ultimately Allah who is weaving them together and presenting the beautiful story that we know. So we may have intelligence, we may be one part in a larger picture, but ultimately Allah is the Hakim, Allah is the Alim, Allah is the wise who is overseeing everything. Tafadhal.
فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ قَالُوا وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ صُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين فبدأ بأوعيتهم قبل وعاء أخيه ثم استخرجها من وعاء أخيه كذلك كدنا ليوسف ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله نرفع درجات من نشاء وفوق كل ذي علم عليم قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون قالوا يا أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانه إنا نراك من المحسنين.
Now the brothers are scared. They've lost their senses that we were given another chance with our father to take care of our younger brother. And here we are, we mess up again. And it's not even our fault. So they begin arguing with Yusuf alayhi salam and they say, you know what, don't take him, take one of us. He says, listen, we're not going against this law. We're not going against this. So nonetheless, the eldest brother, he gathers them together. They're in a group huddle and they're like, we're in trouble. What are we going to do? They're like, listen, just go back and say, he's a thief. What did we do wrong? He's like, listen, think a bit deeper about this because the consequences are very severe. So they go back and they say, look, we're very truthful people. Listen, you can trust us. We're going to bring him back. He's like, listen, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. He says, you're responsible for what happened. بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا So nonetheless, now the picture shifts. We're going back to Ya'qub alayhi salam. And he can already smell it in the air. He knows something is fishy. He's a Nabi. He's a prophet of Allah. He has intuition. He notices that they're very dodgy when they come back. They're acting very awkwardly. Nonetheless, he's given the news. And by that time, he has already lost his sight out of sadness and grief over the loss of Yusuf alayhi salam. And how could he bear another loss? But subhanAllah, the way he responds speaks volumes to the connection that someone has with Allah when they have a true connection. And that is, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Ultimately, listen, I could complain as much as I want, but I'm presenting my complaint to Allah because Allah knows what nobody else knows. And inshallah, there will be light in the end of the tunnel. And subhanAllah, the intuition of a prophet is unmistaken. And that is something that's very exemplary for you and I. And let's look forward to the rest of the story to see how Ya'qub alayhi salam is able to turn this calamity, this challenge, into an opportunity of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His assistance. Bismillah.
قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا من وجدنا متاعنا عنده إنا إذا لظالمون فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبَرٌ جَمِيلٌ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبَيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حرضا أو تكون من الهالكين قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون.
The Prophet of Allah, Ya'qub alayhi salam, is now in a dialogue with his son saying, look, ultimately there's nothing much we can do except do our best to locate them, do our best to get them back, but do not fret. Despite what happens, he says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, do not become despondent of the mercy in Allah, of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because only people who don't believe in Allah become despondent. Ultimately they go back, and now they're pleading, they're begging, they're saying, look, we're going through such difficulty. You seem like a kind person. Be kind to us, for Allah is kind with those who are generous. Now, when they're at that bottom, Yusuf alayhi salam seizes the opportunity. And he addresses them, saying, do you remember what you did to Yusuf? Do you remember what you did to Yusuf and his brother back in the days? And it snaps. It hits them right in that moment. They're like, innaka la anta Yusuf? You're Yusuf? You're our brother? And subhanAllah, Yusuf alayhi salam, he responds and he says, yes, I'm Yusuf and this is my brother. And the situation that I am in right now is not of my own doing. Rather, Allah has given me this. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. And then subhanAllah, he summarizes all of his challenges so beautifully. Somebody who has years of wisdom, years of difficulty, he says, if you want to know the recipe for my success, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That anyone who adopts God consciousness, anyone who is perseverant, Allah will take them to the end of that tunnel. Allah will take them there. And he also tells them that, look, do not worry. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There's nothing to blame. You're not in trouble today. I'm not going to hold you accountable. I understand what happened. Inshallah, you're free to go. But take this garment and give it to my father. And subhanAllah, just that is such a beautiful emotional instance in the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, where his father until this point assumed that I will never get my son back. He had that hope because he knew that Allah will ultimately bring him back. But he started feeling the sense of remorse that he even lost his sight. And once he gets that garment, subhanAllah, it's like the whole world is brought back to him. And Yusuf alayhi salam understood this and he says, bring the whole family, inshallah. Bring the whole family. And then we start reaching the conclusion of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. But I think we should focus on how he summarizes his success, and the recipe towards that is مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ, that if we adopt God consciousness, we're aware that Allah is watching and I act accordingly, and I persevere through all my struggles, inshallah, Allah will bring me to the end. Bismillah.
يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. فلما دخلوا عليه قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوف لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا إن الله يجزي المتصدقين. قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه إذ أنتم جاهلون. قالوا أئنك لأنت يوسف. قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي قد من الله علينا إنه من يتق ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين. قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم.
سبحان الله. Now, Ya'qub alayhi salam, he gets this garment and miraculously he regains his sight. And he takes this opportunity to remind everyone that I knew Yusuf alayhi salam was alive. Did I not tell you that my Allah knows what you know not? And then they humbled themselves and they said, oh Father, forgive us. And he says, don't worry, I will seek forgiveness for you. It wasn't a moment to hold that grudge and say, you know what, to heck with you, this whole, you know, my whole life, you've been lying to me, you've done this, you've done that. No. He took the moment to forgive and forget. He says, I forgive you, and now I'm going to ask Allah to forgive you as well. And ultimately they come and they meet Yusuf alayhi salam, and they're giving that platform, and they humble themselves and they prostrate before him based on the sharia of the past. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he speaks to his father and he says, Father, and he connects this. You know, subhanAllah, it's so beautiful how the ending is connected right to the beginning, where Yusuf as a young child goes and he relates his dream to his father. And he says, oh Father, subhanAllah, it's been so many years, we've gone through so much. Now look how Allah has made my dream come true. And you had, subhanAllah, you had interpreted my dream. And this is that interpretation coming to life. And now again, you know, the beauty of this whole episode is how Yusuf alayhi salam constantly refers back to Allah being responsible for all the fortune that he has, all the success that he has. قَدْ أَحْسَنَ رَبِّي وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ رَبِّي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind to me when he took me out of the prison. He's not complaining that, oh, why did Allah put me in the prison? No, he flips it over and he says, look how kind Allah is that he took me out of the prison. And ultimately, he makes a concluding dua and he says, oh Allah, you have granted me so much knowledge. You have granted me dominion. You are the creator. You are my ally in this life and in the hereafter. I just ask for one more dua. I ask for one thing. And that is, thus far I have made it. Make it a point, Ya Allah, for me that I leave this world also with Islam. Think about that consciousness that a prophet has, that despite being a recipient of revelation, he still has this concern that I need to make it to that finish line with iman. I need to make it this. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ and join me with the righteous. And ultimately Allah says, these are the stories of the unseen. You haven't seen Yusuf. I'm telling you these stories so that you can reflect and it can be a means of you to derive lessons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow the story of Yusuf alayhi salam.
فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين.
Concluding Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us that, you know, there's so many stories that have lessons for us. And somebody can say, wait, I wasn't living with Yusuf alayhi salam. I'm not able to see these signs. Allah tells us that's only one set of signs that you can derive lessons from. But there are signs around you wherever, whenever you look. You look at the trees, you look at the skies, you look at the oceans, you look at yourself, you look at your own existence. These are all signs of Allah, but everyone is turning away as though they don't exist. And Allah is saying that this is the reason why people aren't able to benefit, is because they choose not to benefit or derive lessons from the signs around them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluding, He says that all of these stories that we narrate to you, O mankind, it's not so that you can get some entertainment out of it. Rather, it's ibrah. It's a lesson for those with intellect, with sound reasoning, so that they can learn from the mistakes of those who erred and avoid those, and benefit from the correct behaviors of those who've done right and follow that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. Ameen.
وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَكَأَيٍّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ أَفَأَمِنُوا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بغتة وهم لا يشعرون قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني سبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم من أهل القرى أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون.
Now we begin Surah Ar-Ra'd. Surah Ar-Ra'd is translated as thunder, where Allah talks about the thunder, other natural phenomena that we witness and we're frightened by them perhaps, but ultimately they are functioning and operating under the hukum and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many signs and many lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to, particularly the creation of the heavens, the earth, and how these things ordinarily to the naked eye seem impossible to have ever made. But Allah tells us that Allah created it, and instead of turning away from these signs, look at them, contemplate over them, and let it strengthen your faith.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم را تلك آيات الكتاب والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون وفي الأرض قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون وإن تعجب فعجب قولهم أإذا كنا ترابا أإنا لفي خلق جديد أولئك الذين كفروا بربهم وأولئك الأغلال في أعناقهم وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these natural phenomena such as thunder, lightning, and he says, people can look at these things and get frightened, and other people will look at these things and, you know, may not even bat an eye to the fact that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does as he wills. So just like you see this thunder, this lightning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants, he can make it a form of punishment. Just like he's making it a source of us contemplating. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, if at any time Allah decides to send a punishment to a people, if he ever decides to send a punishment to a people, فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, no one can prevent it. If a tsunami is going to hit, no matter how technologically advanced we are, we cannot prevent it, if Allah wills it. No matter how technologically advanced we are, if Allah wills an earthquake, we can't prevent it. And that is a reason for us to be humbled and look at these and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمُ الْمَثُلَاتِ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ الناس على ظلمهم وإن ربك لشديد العقاب ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار عالم الغيب والشهادة الكبير المتعال سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به ومن هو مستخف بالليل وسارب بالنهار له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال ويسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته ويرسل الصواعق فيصيب بها من يشاء وهم يجادلون في الله وهو شديد المحال.
Allah gives several analogies and parables in the next page for us to think about certain traits. He begins by talking about Allah's message is the message of truth, and people who turn to false idols, they can be likened to someone who has his hands raised out in front of an ocean, a sea, an oasis, and water, and he expects that somehow that water is going to magically come into his mouth. That's never going to happen. Likewise, you have people who are stretching their hands in front of false idols. and they expect for them to be heard, whereas in reality, nothing's ever going to happen. And let's not think about people physically turning to false idols. Each and every one of us, we have our own false idols, whether it's in the form of homes or cars or wealth or people that we're following after, fame, anything. We have our own false idols to which we raise our hands and expect to get a response. Whereas in reality, it's never going to give us what we truly want. Allah is the one who's going to give us what we truly want. And then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that is the one who has sight the same as the one who's not, who's blind? Is darkness the same as light? Then why are you not able to decipher between the truth, where the truth is light and falsehood is darkness? And let's follow the truth and avoid the darkness.
لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُم بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَظِلَالُهُم بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ قُلْ مَن رَّبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلِ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَفَتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَّابِيًا وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِّثْلُهُ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلَ فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the Day of Judgment, there are going to be two groups of people ultimately. One group will be those who responded to the call, and for them, Jannat awaits. Allah make us among them. But then there's another group of people who did not respond to the message, rather they turned away from the message, they actively attacked and went against the message. During that day, when they see what is awaiting them, the doom that's waiting them, and what they've actually lost in Jannah, if they had the world, they would have given twice the amount just so that they can get a ransom for themselves. And Allah says, look, there is nothing that's going to help today. You can cry and weep and, you know, lament as much as you want, but it's going to be absolutely fruitless. And then Allah talks about people who obey His command and people who don't, and how Jannah will await them. And then he says, he is the one who gives rizq to whomsoever he wills. Let people be happy with the world that they have, but this is nothing but a very temporary, short-lived enjoyment. And the true enjoyment is that of the hereafter.
أَفَمَن يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِن رَّبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَن هُوَ أَعْمَى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر وفرحوا بالحياة الدنيا وما الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا متاع ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي إليه من أناب الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
One of the most powerful verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, their hearts are content with the remembrance of Allah, and Allah announces, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Everyone is seeking that contentment, either in the form of worldly pleasures. They think that once I graduate, that's it, I'm going to be happy. Once I get a job, I'm going to be happy. Once I get married, I'm going to be happy. Once I have children, I'm going to be happy. Once I retire, I'm going to be happy. And we're constantly in this struggle, in this cycle. And Allah is telling us, look, you're going to be happy for a moment, and then it's going to be short-lived, and you're going to be in that cycle again. Then you're going to get a moment's pleasure, then you're going to be in that cycle again. True happiness and contentment comes, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that remembrance of Allah engenders true and ultimate contentment. And that's what we should strive for. And a few verses thereafter, Allah says, people are asking for signs. Now listen, you think we're going to believe? We want to see a miracle and then only we're going to believe. Allah says, even if mountains were made to move, the earth was split asunder, you see the dead talk. If you are abstinent and you've already made up your mind, you're not going to accept that message. You're not going to accept that message. Truly, guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's not wait for a miracle or a drastic change in our lives to come back to Allah. Let's do it now, because those are only excuses that are covering the ugly truth that's lurking in my heart. And that is, I just simply just don't care, or I'm too lazy, or I feel a bit of distance. No, let me take that opportunity and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب ولو أن قرآنا سيرت به الجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى بل لله الأمر جميعا أفلم ييأس الذين آمنوا أن لو يشاء الله لهدى الناس جميعا ولا يزال الذين كفروا تصيبهم بما صنعوا قارعة أو تحل قريبا من دارهم حتى يأتي وعد الله إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فأمليت للذين كفروا ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب أفمن هو قائم على كل نفس بما كسبت وجعلوا لله شركاء قل سموهم أم تنبئونه بما لا يعلم في الأرض أم بظاهر من القول بل زين للذين كفروا مكرهم وصدوا عن السبيل ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد لهم عذاب في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أشق وما لهم من الله من واق.
Concluding Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example, rather he tells the believers that Jannat awaits you, paradise awaits you. So don't ever think your struggles are in vain. Every morning you wake up to pray Fajr, every time you're mocked for your identity as a Muslim, every time somebody looks at you wrong, every time you have to make a tough decision and you choose Allah over your own desires, know that there is a price that awaits us for that. And that is not only happiness for a year, a decade, a century. Allah says, أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ وَظِلُّهَا. It's something that is never ending, it is eternal bliss. And then to conclude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He ends the surah, He says that people are going to mock at you. People are going to say that you're not a messenger. You've lost your mind. You're this. You're a magician. You're a poet. You just want fame and attention. Allah says, look, you do your best and ultimately say that I, meaning Allah for me, is sufficient. And Allah will be a witness on the day of judgment that I have done this solely for Him. And when we see that our efforts at times are not appreciated, remembering this advice really goes a long way to push us through those difficult moments. That Allah appreciates me, that's enough. If I find it difficult to, you know, hold on to my faith, if I find it difficult to express my Islam, when I remember that Allah is sufficient for me, it will get me through those difficult moments, inshallah.
مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار أكلها دائم وظلها تلك عقبى الذين اتقوا وعقبى الكافرين النار والذين آتيناهم الكتاب يفرحون بما أنزل إليك ومن الأحزاب من ينكر بعضه قل إنما أمرت أن أعبد الله ولا أشرك به إليه أدعو وإليه مآب وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعدما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا واق ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك وجعلنا لهم أزواجا وذرية وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله لكل أجل كتاب يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت وعنده أم الكتاب وإنا نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإنما عليك البلاغ وعلينا الحساب أولم يروا أنا نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها والله يحكم لا معقب لحكمه وهو سريع الحساب وقد مكر الذين من قبلهم فلله المكر جميعا يعلم ما تكسب كل نفس وسيعلم الكفار لمن عقب الدار ويقول الذين كفروا لست مرسلا قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم ومن عنده علم الكتاب.
We now begin Surah Ibrahim, named after the great Prophet of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and specifically his sacrifices for Allah, and ultimately where he goes to Mecca and he obeys the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving behind his family and the migration. And subhanAllah, all the sacrifices that Ibrahim alayhi salam has done, we learn in other surahs that Allah reminds us he was tested and he passed with flying colors. So an entire surah is dedicated to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And obviously it's not fully discussing him. There are other incidents. There's the story of Musa alayhi salam, also addressed slightly here. In the opening, Allah mentions that the purpose of the Quran, among other reasons, is to take people from darkness into light. From darkness into light. And he says that the people who are truly astray aren't the people who have an affiliation with the world. Because this is a common question people ask, that, okay, you know, I got my job, I got hobbies, I like to have fun. Does that mean I'm a bad Muslim? Does that mean I'm doing something wrong? Absolutely not. What's problematic is not some affiliation with the world or some indulgence. There's nothing wrong with that. But when our love for the world outweighs our concern for the hereafter, then I should realize that my priorities are not straight. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here. And then he goes into the story of Musa alayhi salam briefly.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Ra. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrijan nasa minadh dhulumati ilan nur bi'idhni rabbihim ila siratil azizil hamid. Allah alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبَغُونَهَا عِوَجًا أُولَٰئِكَ بَعِيدٌ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
Now, Allah mentions a number of advices and he tells us to think about Musa alayhi salam when he told his people to remember the blessings of Allah. He reminds us of the people of Nuh, Ad, and Thamud and what eventually became of them. However, there's one verse in particular that we should pay attention to, and that is وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah tells us, Allah is saying, have given you so much. You have everything. Your existence is because I have willed that you exist. Now, if you show gratitude, I will increase. But if you are ungrateful, know that my punishment is severe. It really gives us some perspective that Allah has given us everything. Yet, for us to get more, all we need to do is show gratitude. Allah is not asking anything back from us. And when we're aware of that, it allows us to be more grateful for everything we have, because it's not only basically a form of worship, but it actually comes back to benefit me as well, in that there's an increase in everything that I have. Bismillah.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال موسى إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين من قبلكم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم لا يعلمهم إلا الله جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم وقالوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به وإنا لفي شك مما تدعوننا إليه مريب قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك فاطر السماوات والأرض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدونا عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين.
Now Allah talks about the dialogue between the prophets and their people, how they weren't willing to listen and they're asking for signs. And Allah just advises the Anbiya that listen, that those who truly trust in Allah, Allah will make a way for them. And then he tells us to also contemplate over his signs so that we can reconnect with him. Bismillah.
قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وما لنا ألا نتوكل على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد من ورائه جهنم ويسقى من ماء صديد يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد.
From the many lessons that we can derive from the next page, I think the most thought-provoking is an analogy that Allah gives of kalima tayyiba, that true faith, the pure word, which is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a tree that is firmly rooted in the ground while its branches reach out to the sky. So if we have the kalima firmly rooted in our hearts, it will produce a lot of good. But if it's not firmly rooted, then only things that are bad will come out of us. So Allah tells us that if your heart is clean and you have the iman properly planted, then only good will come out from that.
ألم تر أن الله خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز وبرزوا لله جميعا فقال الضعفاء للذين استكبروا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء قالوا لو هدانا الله لهديناكم سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم وأدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها بإذن ربهم تحيتهم فيها سلام ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء.
Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us the analogy first of the kalima tayyiba, the pure word, and then the kalima khabitha. If the person doesn't have the pure word, rather he has the impure, the wicked word, then the results are going to be negative. And then Allah says, those who decided to go with al-qawlu thabit, the firm word, the kalima Islam, belief in Allah in this life, then Allah will use that as a way to give them firm grounding in the hereafter as well. And ultimately Allah gives hidayah, and those who are oppressive will not get that firm grounding in this life nor in the hereafter. Tafadhal.
تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار جهنم يصلونها وبئس القرار جهنم يصلونها وبئس القرار وجعلوا لله أندادا ليضلوا عن سبيله قل تمتعوا فإن مصيركم إلى النار قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا يقيموا الصلاة وينفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار.
In the next page, Allah begins the story of Ibrahim عليه السلام, and when he's addressing Mecca, and he says, Ya Allah, make this a peaceful, populated place. And then he says, Ya Allah, you know, my progeny, they're going to be in this place that seems to be barren. There's nothing there. So Ya Allah, you populate it. And his dua is clearly accepted today, where millions of people come in flocks to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect to him through visitation and pilgrimage in Mecca. After the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Allah mentions matters of the hereafter and how Allah is aware what everyone is doing in this life. So don't think for a moment that you can get away. Even if people aren't able to take you to account, Allah will take you to account. تفضل.
وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now concludes Surah Ibrahim with the matters of the hereafter, and just reminding us and driving this point home that look, don't think for a moment Allah doesn't know what's happening in this world, and don't think for a moment that Allah will not fulfill His promise to those who do good and those who do wrong. And all the way in the ending, Allah says, "Hadha balaghul linnas." This is a message for people. So let them know, let them propagate this message. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And once people hear this message, only those of sound intellect, those who are reflective in nature, will definitely benefit. So it's a call that we don't only hear these verses, but we contemplate over these verses as well. And with that, Allah concludes Surah Ibrahim, and with that we conclude the 13th juz. تفضل.
مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب
Alhamdulillah, with that we conclude tonight's recitation. I'd like to first thank Hafiz Abdul Mu'izz for that beautiful recitation. Alhamdulillah, it was really heartwarming. And it was an opportunity for us, you know, as you can tell, he was connecting the message with the way he was reciting as well. But subhanAllah, Allah reward him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his studies. MashaAllah, he's one of our students as well. And Allah give him a bright future, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I know we're short on time, so just in a minute or two, I just want to summarize everything that we've recited tonight. No need to get into particulars, but the one theme that's reoccurring throughout the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the Surah Ar-Ra'd, the thunder, and then we come into Surah Ibrahim. Allah reminds us time and time again أولو الألباب, عبرة لأولي الألباب, لآيات لقوم يعقلون. That contemplate, think, don't be passive, don't allow these stories to just come in to one ear and come out the other, rather contemplate over these verses. So when I think about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, it's not just something that's beautiful to listen to, something that I can relate to, but something I can put into action. When I think about Allah talking about the thunder, talking about other natural phenomena, it's not just so that I'm frightened when I hear thunder or rain, I just get scared. No, I think about the might of Allah. I hear about the story of Musa, Nuh, Thamud, Ad. I hear about these beautiful stories. What I think about is how Allah gave a beautiful end to the believers and sent a punishment to disbelievers and those who decided to go against His message. And ultimately, Allah concludes this entire surah with that message again, that contemplate, think, ponder. And that's the beauty of our faith, our Islam, in that we're not expected to just blindly dive in. Although at times we need to do that, but our first premise, our first entry point is one of sound reasoning, one of understanding, and after that, whatever Allah tells us to do, we will do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who contemplate, may Allah make us among those who reflect, and may Allah make the Qur'an the guiding compass in our lives. And before we conclude, just a reminder, we did recite a verse of sajda. So those of us who are not aware, please take note of that. Jazakumullah khairan, inshallah. May Allah reward us for tonight's recitation. And may He give us the tawfiq of gathering again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.